Chapter 1. Daisy. Young and pretty. I grasp and twirl the wand of the flat iron tightly, careful not to get burned. Smoky tendrils waft up and around my fingers, and I wrinkle my nose at the acrid hint of singed hair. Beauty, or in this case, beachy waves, comes at a hefty price. A flash of movement behind me, and I release the steamy blonde curl spinning in my seat. Henry, arms loaded, plops onto the bedroom carpet, dumping a pile of wooden building blocks between his short, chubby legs. Thud. Messy, honey locks crown his head, and he stuffs a sharp, unyielding corner into his mouth, gnawing viciously on the block. At his age, everything goes in his mouth. "Hey, love bug, what are you doing?" I lean forward, lowering my gaze to his level.
"What you doing, mommy?"
He's 2 years old and mimicking most of what he hears. My fingers thread his soft wisps of baby hair, combing it into some kind of order, and he gifts me with a blinding sunshine smile and a toothy grin. I'm getting ready to go out. My phone rings, and I half turn to see who's calling, glimpsing my made-up self in the mirror. Why am I going to all this trouble? Doing my hair, dressing up for a date I never wanted in the first place. Just thinking about Samuel's spontaneous dinner invitation yesterday still jars me. What was I thinking when I agreed to dinner? Jerome's name lights up the screen and I press talk.
"Hello, my beautiful."
His low, husky voice does nothing to lessen my dislike of the nickname. Any term of endearment from Jerome makes me uncomfortable. We're friends at best, and more through circumstance than anything else. I'm not his anything, and I don't think that's what he intends, so I don't get why he can't just knock it off. Despite my objections, he insists on the moniker. "Hi." I pull the plug in the flat iron, giving up on the curls, and grab the shiny black tube of lipstick, gliding the bright red tip across my mouth. "What's up?"
"I was thinking about the awards dinner, and if you need, someone to take you, my tuxedo is ready. We'd make a dashing pair."
His raspy laugh only causes me to stiffen further at his ballsy comment. Is he for real? We once worked together, in another lifetime, both transplants from Paris, the fashion mecca of the world, and both alone in LA. It was natural that we gravitated to each other. He knows better. If I'm taking anyone to accept the Emerging Photographer of the Year award, it's Gray. I hope he'll come with me. And if he doesn't want to go, I do have other options. I'd certainly take Pansy, my sister, before Jerome. What is he thinking? Avoiding any awkwardness, I chicken out and lie. I haven't decided if I'm going yet.
"What? You'd be crazy not to go. I understand if you take Gray, but thought I'd put it out there in case you wanted to have a good time."
He chuckles again, not bothering to hide his disdain in the way he says my closest friend's name or the insult. "Not funny." My exasperation is clear in my voice. Jerome and Gray don't get along, and it's a shame because I don't have a lot of friends. They tolerate each other for my sake, but at times it's annoying. And I wonder if it would be easier to ditch Jerome than suffer through their mutual potshots.
"Don't be so touchy. Just saying."
He releases a scornful huff and irritation bubbles inside of me. I rake the brush harshly through my waves, and Henry comes to stand at my side, watching with keen blue eyes. He's like magic, and my frustration all but vanishes as the corners of my mouth rise at the slobber tracking down one side of his mouth. My beautiful boy. Well, if I do go, Gray is my first choice. I find my backbone, no longer tolerating his games. He'd love nothing more than to attend the photography awards dinner, and while I'd like a way to help him out, being my date isn't it. For nearly half a century, Europe was his playground where he was in high demand, turning down more work than he could possibly take on in one lifetime. Surprisingly, when he moved to the U.S., the City of Angels was far less enamored of him, and while he's been here for almost a year, he has had to hustle for decent gigs. A chance to network at the dinner with those in the U.S. fashion industry could change all that, although I don't fully understand how he went from being a god behind the lens in Paris, London, and Milan